Coaches Insight programs continuing here on CARE Radio. Tonight, we're continuing to talk Jefferson County North basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the boys coach in Corey Knoll, brought to you by the JC and Booster Group, KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, and FW Huston Medical Center as well. Chargers, man, you guys are playing some good ball. Let's go back to Friday, that rematch with Morehill Mounts Academy. You saw them before the break. Ravens got that first go around by six, and then, you know, we talked about it last week, just kind of anticipating that matchup on Friday, and you guys come out 55-39 on the road in league play. So just how awesome was it to see your team bounce back after that loss to the Ravens in mid-December?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think that game was the most complete game we've played this season, over the last 2 years, offensively, defensively. The guys are playing some fun basketball. They're playing as a team. They're all playing their roles very well. They're playing good defense offensively. Guys, they're playing together. And it looks like they're having a lot of fun out there, and the confidence is starting to grow. So to be able to lose that game before break, we've really kind of tried to work on some mistakes and everything. And the guys respond. We've challenged them, and they've responded very well. And, they've grown from it, and you can kind of see that in the style of play they've been having, because they're playing some good basketball right now.
Yeah, and you guys kept it going Tuesday night, another league tilt. This one at home against Pleasant Ridge, 59-41. What'd you take away from there?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. We wanted to kind of build on our win against Morehill on Friday, and that was the team we saw again before break not that long ago. So it was, we kind of knew what to expect, and I think that one was, I don't think we played, I thought we took a slight step down from our Morehill game, but, in just terms of play, but I thought overall, I think we ended up winning by close to 20, so you can't really complain about that, but, I've just been proud of our guys. I think our four seniors have really stepped up, and they've been playing some good basketball together. Isaac Laird, Chance Jenkins, Rex Furman, Will Elias, I think between the four of them, they've, you know, any one of them can score, and they play good team basketball. And, you know, if one guy has an off night, the other guys are stepping up, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah, I know you wanted to highlight those seniors. They've been kind of the leading charge, you know, for the recent success, and just hoping to keep that moving. You know, you guys are playing as well as anybody in the league right now, and I think another team you got to throw up there is Valley Falls, which you're going to see on Friday night, you know, before the midseason tournament next week. Valley Falls, man, they're very good. They undefeated here since the holiday break, much like you guys. So key crucial game in the league on Friday. As good of a 1-2 combo in the league with Cervantes and Kearney. But in terms of the preparation, challenges, you get this game at home. But a very marquee game, you know, before we get into the midseason tournaments next week.
Yeah, definitely. Valley is always one of the better teams in our league. And, you know, as far as postseason success, they've been at the top of that here lately. So, you know, as far as teams in our league, that's a top dog right now, and we're excited for the challenge. But you know, it'll be a fun game. It'll be a fun basketball game. You know, Valley JCN has always had a bit of a rivalry, and all our guys know each other fairly well. So you know, with Kearney and Cervantes, we know they can both play. They got some other guys in their team that are filling their roles well, and they like to get up and down, and we kind of like to slow things down a little bit. So it's some contrasting styles. But I think at the end, it'll be a fun basketball game, and I know our guys are excited for it.
Well, you guys are going to try to keep that momentum going on Friday. Regardless of what happens, the schedule does not change for next week when you take part in kind of the round-robin formats, you know, at the Oskaloosa midseason tournament. So you'll play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday next week. It starts Tuesday night against Atchison County, so obviously familiar with them. And then you get Veritas Christian and then Oskaloosa to wrap things up on that Saturday. So obviously you're going to see some teams you're familiar with, but the style and the format is different with kind of the round robin feel. What's your thoughts on the tournament next week and just kind of getting out of that norm, you know, for a week of play?
Yeah, the tournament format is a little new, something we're not overly used to, but at the end of the day, you still get three games. And they're going to, you know, crown a champion at the end of it after, you know, you play everybody. So you get a true champion out of that.
Yeah.
The three game week is a little new. So, you know, it's not unusual this year, especially with the new 23 game schedule. There's a lot of three game weeks, but, you know, we're just going to keep kind of doing what we do, continue to build every week. You know, each week we dissect the film a little bit, take a couple of things to try to get better at, and then, you know, challenge our guys to continue to get better. So, you know, we're working on that this week before Valley. After Valley, I'm sure we're going to have some more teaching points, and then we're going to continue into the other three games. And, you know, some of them are familiar, some of them not. Even Effingham, we haven't had a lot of chance to dissect them on film or see what they have. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But Either way, our guys are excited for the challenge, and you know, hopefully we can come out on top of that tournament.
Man, excited for this one on Friday night. Crucial league matchup, JCN hosting Valley Falls, and then after that one, they get going with the midseason tournament starting Tuesday night, hosted by Oskaloosa. That is Corey Knoll, JCN boys coach. Man, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it, Brandon.